Well, always on time on the first Wednesday of the month. Janet Groh-Herring from Sterling Main Street. Well, good morning. Happy May.
Good morning. I can't believe it's May already. I'm just... I still have my Easter decorations out at home. I'm failing all the way around as far as, like, I got to get this stuff put away.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That happens. You know,
I'm not inside. Right now, it's been so nice. I've been outside, so I'm not noticing the stuff around me inside other than the ants that are coming in the house right now.
But, we've obviously switched. You know.
Yep.
I've been bagging on those two groundhogs since then. It's like, my gosh, look how far departed we are from Groundhog Day, and we're still dealing with the furnace coming on and overnight. Now it's all gone. It's out of here.
Yep.
Out of here. Hey, well, I think when we first started bringing it up, you asked me if I could, use any pole to get a good-looking day going for the Sterling Downtown.
Oh, my God. It looks fabulous.
I think I did it. I didn't let you down.
It looks fabulous. I mean, it's just, we couldn't ask for a better day coming up on Sunday. So our this will be our 11th car show.
Wow.
It's, 11 years. 10 shows. We don't talk about that 1 year.
Right.
but anyways, it opens at 8:00 in the morning. Lori was just telling me yesterday, pre-registrations this is the best year ever we've had. Most of the time we get maybe, 10, 15 cars will pre-register
Right.
You're always iffy in the weather and whether or not you want to pre-register or not. But this year we're, 25 were almost double what we normally get for pre-registrations. We had five come in yesterday. So that's a great thing. That's a great thing. So, that forecast keeps looking good for Sunday. So we're hoping for a really good turnout. We've got a new location this year.
Mm-hmm.
We're just really hammering the new location. It is down at the Sterling Marketplace by the Farmers Market where we've had the cruise nights last year. We'd started the cruise nights down there. Everybody just kind of liked that area better as far as, parking lot's more level. It's more newly blacktopped and all that stuff. A little bit of green space. So, to us, it works a little bit better logistically because we don't have to close down so many roads and stuff like that.
Right.
So it'll make everybody in the world more happy too. won't be ticking off those people heading to and from church on Sunday mornings by having Second Street closed.
Yes.
So we'll be down by the farmer's market. Cars are probably, registration opens at 8:00 in the morning. We'll start the judging about noon o'clock. About noon.
That was perfect.
Yeah.
It's been called that.
Yeah. And then we start giving out awards about 2:15, 2:30, whenever the judging is done. We'll have a 50-50 drawing. You can buy the tickets day of only, and you must be present to win, but we'll draw the 50-50 winner around 2:00, but right before we started announcing the awards. We've got some food vendors lined up, Mr. Elote, Main Squeeze, the Sterling Optimist Club will be down there doing some grilling.
Mm.
The factory will not have the kitchen open, but they'll do some bar service for us down by the grounds.
Wow.
So for beverages, 3D sound, obviously, our master of ceremonies for the day. They've been invaluable to us over the years through this event because they know everybody.
Mm-hmm.
As I always say, Dave can see a car coming three blocks away, and he'll tell you who it is, what kind of car it is, and where they came from.
Yeah, what size of shoes they're wearing that day.
Yeah. He knows everybody. It's fabulous. They've been a great asset to us to grow this event. So, this is our kind of kickoff to summer. So,
did you get enough volunteers to help kind of direct and flow traffic?
Yeah, I think we've got a good crop of volunteers lined up. We got registered. I think we've got everything covered.
Good.
I'm having some anxiety about it because I'm actually not going to be there this year.
It'll be fine.
I mean, our core committee has been doing this since day one.
Right.
And the Duncans who have been, Robin's kind of been our committee chair since the dawn of time on this. She helps with other car shows in the area. So her and Dan know exactly what they're doing. Lori knows what we're doing. I'm sure it'll go fine. It's just,
Sure. Totally understand.
Yep. But I'll be on a plane to Alabama for the National Main Street Conference. I'm not there, but it's for work-related reasons. I've missed the conference the last couple of years, so I'm really looking forward to going and getting some new ideas this year. So I'll be down there next week for most of it.
Well, what's nice, somebody will take all those great photographs and probably start popping them up on the Facebook.
You
go, everything did go fine.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know it's going to go fine. I mean, I know it's going to go fine. I'm not at all worried about that at all. It's just, you know, mental. It's all in my head.
Well, also, the other exciting news is we're about to expand the farmer's market.
Yes. Ooh. This is this Saturday is also the opening weekend of the outdoor farmer's market. So in addition to the 26 vendors you'll find every Saturday indoors, the outdoor will be pretty full. Last I knew, we had about 40 signed up for the course of the season. Obviously, they're not all going to be there every week, but we're still taking applications, but produce is rolling in.
Wow.
Asparagus, spring greens. We've got a couple of vendors that have like hoop houses and greenhouses and stuff like that. So they've been down there already with early produce. A lot of the really good, got some good bakers coming back, awesome crafts, plants. I know Charlene's going to be outside again with, you know, your perennials, your annuals, your vegetables, all your garden goodies you need to plant and grow your own. So it's going to be hopping down there this week.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a scramble on that because the weather hasn't been the most conducive to getting things right in the ground. But now everybody's going to be, it's like...
Yeah, I mean, it's still a little bit early, too. Usually, like, my rule of thumb is always kind of Mother's Day, especially for the flowers and stuff like that. Because, I mean, we just passed the final frost deadline. So you're in that safe window now, even though we'll still probably have some pretty cool nights sometimes. But
okay, I feel a little bit better then.
Yeah. Now's the time. Get out there and play in the dirt.
Yes, do it.
Also with the farmer's market, we've kind of been doing a slow roll on it for the last couple of weeks, but really starting to ramp up the awareness of it now, is we are now able to take SNAP.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
How's that work?
There'll be a table. I think we're going to set up outside on the patio for now until we kind of figure out what's going to work best. But we will have a booth set up where you if you want to use your SNAP benefits, it'll be like a token system. You come, swipe your card with us, with the market itself. We'll give you tokens then that are good with the vendors that have eligible products. So just like you'd use your SNAP card at the grocery store or whatever, you just use our tokens with the vendors. You don't have to, if you don't use them all that day, you can bring them back. They don't expire. We also have a grant match with it's called Link Up Illinois. By Experimental Station, where we get matching grants, so we can double your dollars for fresh fruits and vegetables.
Wow.
Yep. So.
Nice.
Yep. Nice. It'll be a nice little ad. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll see how it goes. Some of our vendors are really excited about the possibility, but basically, I mean, we got meats, eggs, cheeses, obviously produce. Some of the baked goods are covered. Lots of options to use those SNAP benefits at the farmer's market if you want to shop local foods with those options.
Absolutely.
I mean, especially with fresh produce coming out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody would be jumping all over that.
Yep.
Let's see. What else we got?
Oh, my goodness. What else do we got?
I know, there's a pile. I could start bringing. I'm anticipating for the day when I see Bud out there from Distinctive Gardens getting the baskets going.
Last I heard, that'll be the first Friday of June.
Okay.
We're usually late. You know, we go a little bit later with them going up. Okay. So it'll be usually it's late May, early June, depending on their other landscaping needs schedules. But we try to give them a little more time in the greenhouse before we put them up.
Right.
So they're already looking full instead of putting them out there looking all spindly and then growing in.
I like to bring that up because you can sponsor a basket.
Yes, you can. Yeah, we're and still looking
good time
for
to do that.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, we're still looking for basket sponsors. $300 will cover the basket for the what? How long they're up? They're usually up till early mid October.
Right.
But that $300 will put a little tag on the basket, noting your business or your individual, your family's name or in honor of a loved one. $300 keeps the basket, gets it planted and hung and watered all season long because watering is the key. The easy way to do that, honestly, if you're interested, you go to our website right on the homepage at sterlingmainstreet.org. There's a block that shows the flowers. It says help beautify. Click on that link and it'll take you right to the donation link. You can, do it in honor of a family member, in memory of a family member. Do it for your business, do it for your on behalf of your own family, for a business, for an individual. You don't have to give the full $300. You can give $30. Every little bit helps.
Right.
Keeps those flowers looking good all season long.
So I kind of jumped ahead of you there.
No, that's fine.
you have stuff, though.
yeah, well, since we're talking about the car show, I will mention our cruise nights are coming back this year.
Yes.
We started those last year, and we'll be doing them again this year. There'll be three of them. The first Fridays of June, July, and August. Again, they'll be down at the Marketplace. They are absolutely free to attend. We're still lining up food trucks for them. But we do have two of the three bands booked for the evening.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. Ooh. So, we've got July 5th. We're still looking for June, ironically. But July 5th, we've got Todd Striley and The Noise. They're from over by Clinton. And then August 2nd, which is fun because that's hot dog day. And then we do cruise night at night. We've got Howard and the White Boys coming from out of the Chicago region. So, they'll be fun. They're, you know, it's... That was kind of it was a kind of a new event last year. We just kind of threw it together like, hey, let's give it a shot for something different to do. Family friendly, all ages, a little live music, just bring your cars and hang out. It really took off better than I anticipated. It was huge hit. We got nothing but great positive feedback on it last year. So we were definitely bringing it back this year. So
it turned into a thing.
It turned into a thing and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. I suppose people come from all over. You know, they're coming over from Iowa and probably.
Oh, yeah. Just looking at the pre-registered car list thing, I know we've got we got at least one pre-registered from the Quad Cities. We've got one pre-registered from somewhere in Wisconsin already.
Wow.
Yeah. They come down from southern Wisconsin. I mean, we pull a pretty good radius. I know I've had some inquiries from people in by Aurora in that area already. So, I mean, We pull a good range of people. We're one of the early car shows for the year. So,
and that'll do it.
Especially with the weather as nice as it's been. People have had their cars out already. Right. And we've got a good forecast for this Sunday. So I'm expecting a really good turnout.
Excellent. Boy.
Yep. And then one last thing I want to mention before I forget. We were talking about we're doing a monthly downtown cleanup event. So on April 20th, we did the downtown cleanup around the downtown. And then on May 18th, we've got another workday planned. We're going to be painting the benches over at the Grandin Civic Center.
Okay.
So we'll be doing that from 8:30 until noon. If you go to our website or Facebook page, you'll find more information on that and be able to sign up to volunteer or just show up down at the Grandin Civic Center that Saturday morning. We've got it out through the Impact students. We had a lot of the Impact kids come help us in April. So hopefully we'll have a good turnout for that again in May.
Have you done those before?
No. We've always done like a cleaning greenish kind of downtown cleanup day once, but my design committee really kind of wanted to do let's do something every month, just a small Saturday morning couple of hours, something to help the downtown look better. Huh. So we've got a survey out there. I've sent it out to all the downtown business owners. Hey, looking for project ideas. You know, we're hoping to do this every year, basically once a month between April and October, as long as the weather's decent. Just any little small, low dollar, low cost things we can do to keep the downtown looking better.
So my question would be, do I bring trash bags, gloves, rakes? What do I bring?
We provide all that stuff.
Okay.
Yep. You know, just come in your work clothes, ready to work. Yep.
Ready to work.
We provide this, unless otherwise indicated, we will provide all your supplies. Just come ready to work.
Wow. Okay. Well, we got a lot in. We'll get more next month.
Yes.
We'll have some new stuff to talk about.
Yep. Pop-up markets. Event season's coming.
Yep. It's all getting there. So, all right. Well, thank you so much for the update. And let's see. You go down to Alabama, and what do you come back with? More information.
Overwhelming information overload. It's you know, you learn so much at those conferences. You just get a lot of ideas. You just come back a little refreshed and kind of reinvigorated and excited about your job. So
plus you get to hang out with other people that are Sterling Main Street.
Yeah, Main Street people from all across the country. So
Wow. Yep. Excellent.
Well, looking forward to it.
Have fun with that and don't ponder over the car show. It'll be fine.
Yep, I'm sure it will.
All right. Thanks again, Jenna.
Yep, thank you.